September 8th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Please know that I approve of this mission and all the prayers that are offered here. For that reason, I am sending the Holy Mother back to you on the Feast of the Holy Rosary. She will celebrate with you as only she can. Just as you prepare from one season to the next in your way of dress and your activities, you should prepare for your own judgment by seeking only to please me. Everyone will face his moment of judgment. What counts is your love of me and your neighbor, holy love. If people lived in this reality of what I am saying, prayer would be a priority. Love of self, above all else, would not be considered. Do not look then as to how everything affects yourself. Live as though your judgment was at hand, as it is, for time as you know it is short. What lies in the future is in the future. The present moment is just that, a present, a gift, to be used wisely. There are many around the world who do not have the freedom of choices such as those in the West. They are held captive by the domineering opinions and beliefs of others. Their future is bleak. Pray for such as these. Prayer brings hope into the heart. Every prayer in every present moment counts." A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 13. "Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. "Strive for peace with all men, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.